Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak this weekend took a step toward bringing a semblance of democracy to his country. Bowing to pressure from the Bush administration, Mubarak called on the Egyptian parliament to adopt a constitutional amendment allowing competitive presidential elections. If Mubarak's proposal is adopted, and if it genuinely provides for the open elections he says he wants, later this year, voters will cast secret ballots to choose among candidates of different political beliefs to be president of their country. Los Angeles Times correspondent Megan Stack is following the story. She joins us from Cairo. Megan, what is Mubarak proposing?
Well, Mubarak is proposing an open vote, and he's proposing to amend one item of the Constitution to allow other candidates to run against him for president, which would be the first time that that's happened since he became president in 1981.
At this point, does it look as if such elections would be genuinely competitive?
Well, it depends. There's some ambiguity about exactly how people will be chosen to run for office. One of the questions is, what the process will be, because Mubarak said they would have to be approved by their local councils and also by lawmakers. So it's unclear, since the ruling party, which is, of course, Mubarak's party, has such a deep hold on these bodies, it's unclear whether independent candidates would be able to run.
And what kind of campaigning would be allowed in terms of access to the media, free campaigning, et cetera?
Also still unclear. These are the questions that are really going to decide how valuable the election is. It's not clear whether they would have access to Egypt's state-run media, which, of course, is vast. I think there's something like 9 TV channels and quite a few newspapers. There's also ambiguity over who would be monitoring the elections. Mubarak said yesterday that he felt that it would be panels of judges, Egyptian judges, and other prominent Egyptians, which is not satisfactory to some of the opposition members who say that there should be some kind of an international monitoring body to make sure that the elections are fair.
Egypt is a major recipient of American aid, and President Bush has been pushing for moves to institute democracy in Egypt. What prompted Mubarak to act now?
Well, I think you have to look at it both from within Egypt and also from without. I think that there is an element of U.S. pressure that's been applied. Earlier this month, Mubarak had jailed an opposition lawmaker on charges that were dismissed by a lot of human rights groups here as being trumped up. And also had jailed some other people who were distributing some leaflets that were critical of him and his son, Gamal. Now, the Bush administration had really caught on to this and had been pressuring him to free the lawmaker. On top of that, there had been an aid package of $1 billion that was meant for the banking industry here in Egypt. Now, that was ready on January 23rd, but it was never signed by the U.S. It's not clear why that happened. Now, at the same time, you've got pressure from below, within Egypt itself. This has been, of course, an unprecedented time of dissent against Mubarak. We've seen protests in the streets where people have been criticizing Mubarak. Small protests, it's true, but these were things that you just didn't see a few years ago.
What are opposition politicians saying about Mubarak's proposal?
Well, they're skeptical. I think everybody has to view this as an opening. It's something that Mubarak was never expected to do, particularly before this fall's referendum. But they're also waiting to see whether it really pans out, because this is a part of the world where people are often sort of given promises of political reform that never seem to actually materialize in the form that they were described. So I think people are waiting to see if they're really going to have a free election. And I think that the opposition members are very skeptical. But still, there is some hope. This is an opening for Egypt.
Los Angeles Times correspondent Megan Stack in Cairo, thanks very much.
Thank you.